Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Zoe. You?
Good. So we're speaking this morning. We've been talking most Fridays, but I think we spoke this morning and we just felt like we had to have a conversation. And I think maybe we could throw out three words: Pete Hoekstra, China. Do you want to take it from there?
Pete Hoekstra, borrowing at least strategically from Governor Rick Snyder, decided that he would reintroduce himself to the Michigan public by purchasing time during the Super Bowl and set what will apparently be a key theme.
Thank you, Michigan Senator Debbie Spendetnow. Debbie spends so much American money. You borrow more and more from us. Your economy get very weak. Ours get very good. We take your jobs. Thank you, Debbie Spendetnow.
I think this race for U.S. Senate is between Debbie Spendetnow and Pete Spendetnot. I'm Pete Spendetnot Hoekstra, and I approve this message.
If you were watching the ad, what you would see is a Chinese woman, and she is ethnically Chinese. Both of her parents are from China. But a Chinese woman on a bicycle in a rice paddy. And Mr. Hoekstra says that what the ad is about is the profligate spending of Debbie Stabenow and the Democrats and what it's doing vis-a-vis Michigan's and America's economic position. But that is not what people are talking about.
Rick, we are hearing words like xenophobic, racially insensitive, appalling.
Yes, Mike Murphy, a very prominent Republican strategist who hails from Michigan, he called the ad a big mistake. And it does beg the question, has it succeeded in doing what Mr. Hoekstra wants it to do, which is getting people talking about China economics and spending in ways that are damaging to Debbie Stabenow and the Democrats, or has it started people talking about something else, something not quite so in his interest? And, you know, we'll see how this plays out over time, but for right now, everything is about this alleged racial insensitivity in the ad and whether or not it really is. And, you know, Zoe, there's another interesting thing about this ad.
Yes.
For basically an ad that's introducing, or in the case of Mr. Hoekstra, because he did run for governor last year, so many people know him, reintroducing himself, it was a little bit hard-edged, but also it pretty much ignored the fact that there is a Republican primary. And this ad basically pretends that those Republican rivals don't exist.
This is an interesting strategy, one that we've actually become pretty familiar with. Probably 3 or 4 months ago, Mitt Romney tried this strategy. I'm not going to look at Gingrich. I'm not going to engage Herman Cain when he was still in the race. Michelle Bachmann, I am going to set my sights on President Obama.
He ran a front runner's campaign of inevitability and had to, as it turned out, turn around and start dealing with his opponents, because there were all of these surges of people who became the alternative to Romney. And Mr. Hoekstra seems to be doing the same thing.
And Rick, we have to remember that message that he wants to send, you know, there's the message that Senator Debbie Stabenow spends too much. Okay, that's a message. But another message that he's pushing is this idea that Debbie Stabenow, Democrats have made the American economy weak, that they are helping China improve their economy. And that's a theme that is not new.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's becoming a recurring theme in elections, one that is, so far, has always been played by Democrats, that Republican candidate Dick DeVos for governor was doing well in the polls, seemed to be well-positioned, run for governor against Jennifer Granholm when the Michigan Democratic Party ran this ad.
If someone announced tomorrow he was investing $200 million to open factories and create jobs in Michigan, well, he'd be treated like a hero, right? Might even want to run for governor. So when Dick DeVos invested $200 million creating thousands of jobs, where did he do it? China. Do you suppose maybe there's a province in China that's looking for a governor?
And that, Zoe, introduced this attack theme where one can go after an opponent by suggesting that when their interests and the interests of a foreign nation, China, align, then that candidate, unpatriotically, will put another country's interests ahead of America's and ahead of Michigan's. We should also point out that in 2010, Democrats also tried to use that against Rick Snyder and some gateway facilities that were in China, and to actually very, very little effect. So this is kind of the, you know, one of the first big tests as to how strongly that theme still plays. And I'm wondering also if it's not an effort by Pete Hoekstra early on to inoculate himself against an attack that was expected from the Democrats, perhaps later in the campaign.
All right, Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe Clark, resident political junkie.